Well, we're back at the PGA show, and we're with Luke Bohanicki, the founder and CEO of the Course Record Performance Drink, and it's really good. And Luke has three flavors. One of these days he may even have more, but Luke, tell us about the inspiration behind the product together.
Yeah, Rory, as an avid golfer myself, spending a lot of time on the golf course, also as the founder of a golf simulator lounge, spending all my time with golfers and on the course, I just didn't know what to drink. I'm not a beer guy. I don't want 34 grams of sugar like you get in most sports drinks. I don't want 200 milligrams of caffeine like you get in energy drinks, right? I didn't know what to drink. I felt like there was legitimately a gap. So we created a performance drink that is specifically branded and formulated for the needs of golfers to feel their best, play their best, make more birdies, beat their buddies, and win the day. So it's all about hydration, energy, and focus. That's what golfers say they need, and that's what we put in the drink for them.
Well, if you're getting a little tired on the course because the wind is beating you down on a 60-degree day, or if the heat's beating you down because it's a 92-degree day, sounds like Course Record has us covered either way.
Exactly. Yeah, we really thought, what's unique about golf, right? A lot of people look at this drink, it's a performance drink. Why golf is the question. Well, as you alluded to, golfers deal with heat and sweat loss probably unlike any other sport, right? If you're out there in the middle of summer, you need electrolytes real bad. So we're loaded with electrolytes. From an energy standpoint, you can't just have the same energy source as some of these other sports. I really think the energy need for a professional football player or a triathlon athlete is a little bit different than what you need if you're on a golf course for 5 hours, which is a bit more like a physical meditation. So you need a calm energy source. So we rely on ginseng as opposed to caffeine for your energy kick. And then on the focus side, I mean, you've played the game, as have I. All you need to do is lose concentration for a couple seconds. It's going to cost you a few strokes. So we really thought about, how do we get the best electrolytes? How do we get the most calm source of energy? And how do we get focus boosters as a natural, better for you drink that's better for you on the course?
Well, I got to believe that, you know, with all the different drinks out there, and you mentioned some of them, and we'll call them flaws, too much sugar, too much this, too much caffeine, but it's a matter of screening those things out and still being able to deliver the energy source that golfers need without something that's going to give them the, all of a sudden you run out of gas and or you got the shakes or you got something because your energy high is worn off.
All golfers know what it feels like to feel a lack of energy or and fatigue. Or on the flip side of things, we know what it's like to be a little extra anxious or have the jitters, right? When you're making a 5-foot putt on a hole to beat your buddies, the last thing you want to do is have a fresh dose of caffeine in you or a sugar spike. So it's really about thinking what is best for the golfer in the situation. And we thought that a golf-specific performance drink made a lot of sense. You can enjoy these whether you're working in front of your laptop, whether you're walking into the gym, but we thought what is better for the golfer. We have some professional golfers that drink Course Record and they claim they make more birdies from it, which is amazing to hear. They can do the bragging about that, so we don't have to. And on the flip side of things, even if you're going out to the course, you're enjoying some drinks with friends, everyone's stacking in a Course Record into their game to be a bit more dialed in.
Tell us about the three flavors you've started with.
So we have Lemon Lime Birdie Time, Caddy's Golden Peach, and Club Twirling Blue Raz. We're dedicated golf branding. And the three flavors, it's lightly carbonated, not too heavy, so it's easy to drink on a warm day. It's natural fruit flavors. And I'm amazed how well we hit the mark. Maybe we got lucky as a new company, but all three flavors are being equally enjoyed. Very appealing for all demographics. And it's just something you can enjoy on a nice hot day. Again, you can also crack it open at home from the fridge, because we do see any of these types of drinks, they become part of our lifestyle. We enjoy these daily. You know, you still have your water, you still have your other drinks, but the performance drink, I think, is part of a daily routine for many now.
So any future flavors, maybe down the road?
No.
I think there's not a day that goes by as the founder of a performance drink where I'm not hit with a few new flavor ideas. So I think we'll resist the temptation for now as a 10-week-old company. But yes, I'm excited to add some new flavors, see what we do. There might be different types of products that we can create. But right now, it's all about that performance, what's going to make you feel the best on the course. We've got three awesome flavors. We'll see what the future holds.
All right. Where do you find the product? Where can we find you online?
So you can find us online at www.drinkcourserecord.com or across social media, including Instagram at drinkcourserecord. 10-week-old company. We're sold in about a dozen golf courses, focused largely on South Florida. But ask me in 2 days, because I think we've already doubled our sales just in the first day at the PGA Show.
Well, Luke, congratulations on that, and we'll be looking forward to having some of those on the golf course this summer when it gets real toasty up in Chicago.
Thanks, Rory. Enjoy the show.